Greetings to everyone. This is Diane Merrick with Dakota Talk Radio. Thank you for listening, and I would like to start with my greetings in my native tongue this time, so thank you. Opida. Yuha chante washte na pechu zapi. De Diane Merrick de mia. Na kota mi chaje kis na snawi. Na ihangtwa na kota himacha. Na ea hunch na kapi ke ea kaunya te taha ea ame chik tu japi chi nyesh nea teha nea ma kochi a ka maya nepi aha wana da I ewa skakta. Okay, I'm going to translate what I just shared with you. First of all, I would like to greet you all with a heartfelt handshake. This is Diane Merrick. My Nakota name is Nasnawi, which is the rattle woman, which comes from the cord. And I am an N Village Nakota band member. And at this time, I would like to acknowledge my elders and ask for your forgiveness at this time as I speak before you. Always acknowledge your presence and that you have walked here longer than many of us here on earth. So we want to acknowledge your presence at this time. So today, for today's lesson, we want to talk a little bit about womanhood and in our language and share those parts to us as wings and the meaning of our walk on earth, Makochi, this land that we walk upon, and those teachings that come to us from our ancestors, and her place here on earth and the responsibility. And so I'm going to start out with different pieces with the woman and her role, and share that in my mother tongue, and then as I move through the oral part, the story and the moral and the place for the wea or the woman, I will translate each area for us. So ask you for your patience, and I will translate as we go along. I'm very honored that we can share and acknowledge our women and their role in society today. No matter how we move along, that we always remember those teachings and we share them so that they can be shared with others, and for the little women that come into our lives, and how they grow and how we nurture them is very important in our lives. So they say teachings are very important in how we carry on and preserve our life ways. Oha, ehana, ehani o yakapi, to esha, wia, thamni ed igdush aka, ki heta, wi kjemena, eched, nahi kchi manikta. So they say in our oral teachings, the part to that is ehani oyakapi. So that's, they say that in our oral teachings, we translate that in our language, we say ehani oyakapi. Ehani oyakapi. And translation for that is they say in our oral teachings, to esha wia tamni ed igdushaka, that the woman typically carries a spirit. To esha wia tamni ed igdushaka. So the woman typically carries a spirit. Heta we week gemina eched nagi kichi manikta. So within her womb, her tamni, she will typically carry the nari, the spirit, within her womb. Up to 10 moons, we week Gemini. So, you know, too, we look today and the time we're in. We also have young mothers or our women who may even carry a spirit up to 5 moons, 6 moons. But we want to acknowledge that she will typically carry that nahi within her womb, tamne, up to 10 moons. So what I just shared there, I want to say that in English, and then I will say it in our language, that first part there. So they say in our oral teachings, the woman typically carries a spirit within her womb up to the 10 moons. And in our language, I want to share and say, Ehani oyakapi to esha uya tamani ed ikadush akake hetan wiwik gemini ched nahikchi manikta. And then the next part I want to share in my language, my native dialect here, and then I will translate that. So the next part to what we're sharing here with our teachings is Ted Ichunha Wianga Tiwahi Tawanaki Tawachikchi Nare He Tumshni Ichunha Wichaked Ichida Manipta Ted Ichunha Wianga Tiwahe Tawana ki Tawachikchi Nare He Tumshni Ichunha We chaked ichida manipta. Now to translate what we just shared in our language, in English we say, during that time, the woman and her family, they walk in a positive manner as they await the unborn spirit. Tumshni ichunha is unborn. So hedichunha is during that time. And we acknowledge the wia and her tiwahe. And how they walk. Okay, then the next part we share in English is preparations and how to make life good on earth coexist with the Nakota teachings and how preparations are made for that. So in our language then we say Dukte okna makha wichoni ga nakota wichoka o uyapi washtekte hechekche yuwiye ya kahapi. Dukte okna. So how we make that life on earth, makha wichoni. And we say the nakota wichoka, the nakota teachings, how that will coexist. Those preparations are yuwiyeya. Okay, so the next part we want to share in English is at last we want to say that these teachings here, the ancestors, they tell us the children are sacred. Show them the teachings and raise them well so the future generations may flourish. So in our language, again, we would say for that, Ehani hunkake unkoke akapi wakainjaki wakampi wichoha wichaki paso gataya ichachwichaya hechid tokatakya wichoichahe daya. So when we say the ancestors tell us, in our language we say Ehani hunkake unkokia kapi. So the ancestors tell us Wakainjaki wakampi. The children are sacred. Wichoha wichaki bazo. Show them the teachings. Ga Daya ichachwechaya, and raise them well. Hechid tokatakya, wichowichache, daya ichachekta, so the future generations may flourish.
Mm-hmm. Now, what I'd like to do at this time is I would like to say the different parts together here in our language, and then I will say it all in English. So I'd like to share in my mother tongue this part of our lesson that we shared in our language, and then translate that for our listeners out there. Now, we thank you for listening. Ehani oyakapi toisha wea tamnied igdush akaki heta we week gemina eched narikchi manikta. Heri chua weanga tiwahi tawanaki tawachikchi narihe tumpshni chuha we chaked ichida manikta. Dukte okna maka wechoni gana kota wechoha o unyapi washtekte hechekche yuwiaya gagapi. Ehani hunkake onkokiakapi wakainja ke wakampi wechoha wechaki paso gatlaya ichachwechaya hechen tokata kya wechoichache taya Okay, I will translate now. They say in our oral teachings, the woman typically carries a spirit within her womb up to 10 moons. And during that time, the woman and her family walk in a positive manner as they await the unborn spirit. There are preparations on how to make life good on earth, to coexist with the Nakota teachings. And the ancestors tell us the children are sacred. Show them the teachings and raise them well so the future generations may flourish. Now I want to take parts of the piece that I just shared in our language and translate those key words for us so that we may practice them or pronounce them together. So, ehani oyakapi are oral teachings. So we say those are oral teachings. Ehani oyakapi. And the wea, she is the woman. And ikdushaka means when a woman is carrying a child, ikdushaka, or they say pregnant, to be pregnant. And the nari, that's the spirit. That is the spirit, nari. We say the tiwahe, tiwahe tawana, her family, the wia's tiwahe. And when we say Nari he tumpshni ichuha. So while they await the unborn spirit. Okay? And when we say makawi choni, we say life on earth. Life on earth. Nakota wichoha are the Nakota teachings. And when we talk about preparations in our language, we say yuwiya, yuwiyeya, yuwiyeya gagapi. So to make those preparations, we say yuwiyeya gagapi. And then when we say ehani hunkake, we acknowledge that those are our elders. Our ancestors are ehani hunkake. And when we say that they tell us in our language, we say unkokiakapi, unkokiakapi, unkokiakapi. They tell us wakainjaki, wakampi. The children are sacred. We choha, we chaki pazo. Show them the teachings. Wichaki bazo means show them. Wichoha are the teachings, are the life ways. And daya ichachwechaya. Daya ichachwechaya. Raise them well. And then when we say tokata kya, tokata kya, we talk about the future. So in English, for we say future, and in our language we say tokata kya. Okay, and for wicho ichage, wicho ichage, that's generations. So tokata kya wicho ichage, that's the future generations. And when we, then we say may flourish. We say taya icharekta. Taya icharekta. May flourish. So today what we wanted to do was we wanted to share the teachings of our Wia and her place in our history. And what is typically passed down in the role of the woman and her place in society, and how we preserve those by sharing those, and so that our women can be strong and stand upright and continue to raise her children, her wakanjas, and to remind ourselves, Kiksuya, remember that Wakanja Dina, these children, our children, Hena Wakampi, they are sacred. So those are teachings that we wanted to share for all of our relatives out there and all of our listeners. And we thank you for joining us each time that you come on Dakota Talk Radio, and we encourage you to continue to listen to our talk radio. And until next time, everybody have a beautiful walk on earth. Dayamanipi, walk well. Uh-huh. Wo pidong kenichap. Thank you very much.